Good afternoon. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministry today. Let's come to the Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you. Lord, as the word goes out today, reveal it to your children that they may gain knowledge of who they are in this battle that we are in against the enemy. So, Father, I ask you to reveal yourself to us in a mighty way. And Satan, I have complete dominion and authority over you in the name of Jesus. I command you to get your hands off of every man and woman today and to not steal a single word out of anybody's mind or heart in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Today I want to talk a little bit about, since Satan was completely defeated, it's very, very difficult after you and me know who we are. It's difficult for us to understand that under this satanic pressure we soon forget who we are. From although Satan knows what Christ did to him at Calvary and through the resurrection, and he realizes that as a part of Christ, the believer is his master, he still carries on a warfare against the church through the use of deception and bluff. Now, while this warfare is illegal that he's bringing on, we will call this guerrilla warfare because I think about when I was in Vietnam. We think about this guerrilla warfare that Satan is doing against us. Although it is technically illegal, it is still warfare and it must be faced and overcome. Now, God could put Satan completely away, but he has chosen to use him to give the church on-the-job training and overcoming. Did you ever stop to think that there would be no more warfare of any kind if the Lord just took his victory and were to annihilate Satan? Then we could not learn how to be an overcomer. Now we are in apprenticeship for our place of rulership with Christ on the throne following the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now the crown belongs to the conqueror, and without an adversary there could be no practice in overcoming. That is the reason that God permits Satan to throw his black mantle over you and me once in a while. And when he does that, we are in danger of forgetting who we are. We are like the man James tells us about, who looks at his face in a mirror, and looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Now that's in James chapter 1. But when you read that, because we forget so easily that we have passed from Satan's authority, we allow him to threaten and oppress us. We forget that we are actually a part of Christ and that Satan is subject to us. We unconsciously lapse into our old life and fear and defeat. And when we do that, we see ourselves as we were and not as we are. We must constantly remind ourselves and affirm that we are in Christ. And because Satan cannot touch Christ, he cannot touch us. No one who has become a part of God's family makes a practice of sinning. For Christ, God's Son, holds him securely, and the devil cannot get his hands on him. Now, Satan wants the believer to forget what he is, that he is risen and exalted with Christ, that he is now in his real person, that is, his spirit, united with Christ on the throne with all enemies under his feet. Now, if he is held in bondage to demons of fear, sickness, disease, or limitations of any kind, it is only by ignorance of what Christ has done for him or by forgetting who he is. Now, I'm going to tell you that it took me the majority of my life to understand and come to realization of these things. But I'm going to tell you, when I learned these things about 15 years ago, as a young man, I had quite a bit of problems. Sickness, pneumonia, back problems, several things. But when I learned, praise God, who I was as a son of God, and I begin to take away from the enemy by force with "it is written" what is rightfully mine, I have walked the last 15 years without 1 minute of sickness and disease, and I can only praise the Lord Jesus for His mighty word. I'm going to tell you that if the devil has held you in bondage, and these demons of fear, sickness, disease have limited you in any way, it is only because of your ignorance of what Christ has done for you, or you have forgotten what He has done for you on that cross and in His death, burial, and resurrection. When He was raised from the dead, He conquered the devil, and He gave you that power and authority. And I'm going to tell you that if you walk holy before the King, and you do what He says, and you hide His word in your heart, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be sick anymore. We need to constantly remind ourselves of our identity, you know, by affirming, because I am a part of Christ, accepted in the Beloved, I hold the same place in the Father's bosom as He does. Because I am a part of Christ, the Father loves me as much as He loves Christ. Now that's written for you in John 17. Now because I am a part of Christ, I have His wisdom, because He has made wisdom to me. That's in 1 Corinthians 1:30. Likewise, I have His righteousness. My righteousness is as good as His in the eyes of the Father, because it is His righteousness, because I am organically a part of Him. Because head and body are one unit. All that Christ is and has is accredited to you and I. All. Now it is the Father's purpose to make all of the sons as nearly equal with the Son as it is possible for the finite to be like the infinite. Now this equality is to be first in character and then in privileges and power. It is to be not only legal and theoretical, but an essential reality. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And so we should not be like fearful, cringing slaves, but we should behave like God's very own children. And since we are children, we will share His. For all God gives to His Son Jesus is now ours too. But if we are to share in His glory, we must also share in His suffering. Now that's the part that most of us don't like, to share in His suffering. But if you're willing to make that sacrifice, that what the scripture I just read there is in Romans 8:14-17. So you need to go back and read that to learn who you are in Christ. Now then, all of this is assurance that it is God's intention that the church militant should walk in the same life, power, and divine liberty as Jesus walked. Now, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. Now, this "even so" suggests that we are sent under the same circumstances, with the same authority, with the same power, with the same resources as the Father sent the Son. Now, God does not set any arbitrary limits to the church's use of divine resources. He has made available all that He is to a believing church. Of His fullness have all we received, John 1:16. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Because that's in Ephesians 3:19. Now, all limitation is on the part of the believer. Think about that. The only thing that limits you on earth is your unbelief, your lack of knowledge of the Word of God. All limitations is on the part of the believer. One saint realize the full potential of walking with God. Clear up to translation. What one man did by faith, it is conceivable that others may do. Now, God has given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven, but he does not compel us to use them. He waits. He waits. The rest is up to us, his church. In his triumph over Satan, he has given us all of the needed weapons that we possibly could ever imagine. How well you and I use them is our responsibility and may very well determine our rank in the bridehood. Can you imagine that if you do very little for the king, very little, if you don't work hard, you ever stop to think about it that you might, there is, maybe you'll be a buck private. And since I was a military person, maybe if you don't work hard and you don't do good things and you don't go out and fight these battles, you just be a buck private in heaven forever. Well, that's sure going to be better than dying and going to hell. But after what our Savior did and what I've learned on this earth, I don't want to be a buck private in heaven. I want to work hard and diligently for my Lord. I want to obtain the greatest position or rank that's possible for me. I want to work hard and I want to train others to do the same thing, because I want everyone to come to know Christ. I want to win as many people as possible into the kingdom of Christ. I want to get people saved, healed, and delivered. I cannot imagine or comprehend the fact that a human being could die and go to hell after what our Savior Jesus done for us on that cross. I'd like to invite you to write me for these teachings, audio and video tapes, the Living Savior Ministries at Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or I'd like to invite you to contact me on the web, www.tlsm.org. And there you can get our email and find out where we're going to be speaking at different places. We go several places and speak. Or we'd also like to invite you to our church. Every Sunday afternoon, we have church at 10921 Shady Trail every Sunday in North Dallas. We start at 2 until 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Also, I would like to invite you to my healing school, the second Saturday of every month. It starts at 1 p.m. It's at the same location where we have church, at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas, and it starts at 1 p.m. until about 5. Come, we'd love to have you. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.